This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we begin this segment, the top of the hour, a little different than most? I want to play some of the things that we haven't talked about in a while, and some of them we have. And I'm going to introduce each clip, but I got to tell you, I look back at these things that we didn't cover, and some of them are just, they deserve only tidbits of information, but there is so much here that we could talk about. Let's begin. Which clips did you guys have? I don't want the Fetterman missing votes. He's back. He's supposed to be coming back really soon. But how about, let's start with Scaramucci on Biden's strategy.
Anthony, what do you think? I mean, do you think that there is going to be a sort of a weight of more indictments coming? I mean, if that will that have an impact?
See, I have a different take on all this. I do think that's going to impact him. It'll be very time-consuming. But I think the absence of his family members in this campaign is going to knock him out of the race. He just doesn't do well without them. He ran Trump Organization with them, reality television with them, the White House with them, the 2016 campaign and the 2020 campaign. They want nothing to do with this campaign, Anderson, and they were conspicuously absent from the courtroom. So I think he's going to have a hard time. He may not even make it to the Iowa caucuses, not because of anything other than the combination of the lawsuits and the family's absence. It may not be anything to do with the Republican adversaries that he's facing.
Wait, so you think he might actually drop out?
Well, he would fake an illness or something like that. You know, he would come up with a very clever excuse. But I don't, you know, listen, you get hit with two more lawsuits like this, maybe another arrest and arraignment in Georgia, and your family's nowhere to be seen, and you're somebody like Donald Trump. It's possible. You can't rule it out. Let's put it that way. These people that see him as indestructible at age 78 and he's going to ride himself back into the White House, I think that's also far-fetched.
Welcome back, folks. I know you probably, well, Kevin, you said he was talking about Biden. He was. A weight of more indictments. Who do you think is going to face more indictments, Trump or Biden? Think about it. Don't just go, oh, it's Kevin or after Donald Trump. They are, but they're also after Joe Biden. And whether people want to believe this or not, the Democrat Party is far more in disarray than Republicans. We don't see it because we are bombarded with everything they try to sell us. But internally, if you don't think that Joe Kennedy is serious about beating Biden, and Gavin Newsom knows that Gavin Newsom would absolutely, he'd light Biden on fire if he could. Don't believe any of the hype of these people. More lawsuits, more arraignments. Make Trump stronger. Go for it. It may not make the Iowa caucuses. Sounds more like Joe Biden to me than it does Trump. Fake an illness? Who do you think needs to fake an illness more? Trump or Biden? I love when leftists come out and describe what I'm thinking in my brain for them. Now, I won't dismiss this other stuff. Oh, more lawsuits, more this. Yeah, but it's water on a duck's back. Trump's not worried about that. Time consuming. Oh, and what about the absence of his family members? Who cares? I mean, maybe with the exception of Melania, but I think Melania will be happy to watch her husband win back the presidency. I think she knows what's really going on in their lives. As far as the kids go, being honest with you, I kind of hope they back up a little bit. And, Ivanka's not a solid conservative, but she did a good job in what she did. But, you know, she, Jared Kushner, they brought all the other, you know, unflattering media. Trump doesn't need it. He could go it alone. Where's Biden's family? Where was James during his campaign? You know who didn't show up to Joe Biden's campaign? Joe Biden? Forget about James. Forget about Hunter. Forget Dr. Jill was there to prop him up. Say this, say that, say this, do that, do this. Joe Biden wasn't even in his own campaign. What are you talking about? Donald Trump, the kids aren't going to be there and they're not going to be there. Trump won't miss anybody. Trump is a one-man wrecking crew in a good way. Oh, what about this story? Doesn't deserve a whole segment, but certainly something that we as conservatives can hang our hats on a little bit. I'm not going to talk much about it. Just let you listen to her say what she had to say. This is Trisha Cotham.
Modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and to so many others throughout this state and this country. The party wants to villainize anyone who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions, who wants to get to work to better our state, not just sit in a meeting and have a workshop after a workshop, but really work with individuals to get things done, because that's what real public servants do. If you don't do exactly what the Democrats want you to do, they will try to bully you. They will try to cast you aside.
Well, what she's saying without saying is that Democrats don't want to get anything done. Again, that was Trisha Cotham. I think she's in North Carolina. I don't know where. You can look it up. But she's saying what many frustrated Democrats are saying. And if the media were genuine about it, they would tell you that a lot of these Democrats want to switch over. And if the Democrats had any guts or other, you know, items that could be helpful from a male perspective, they would switch and be happy about it. But a lot of these guys, the reason why they don't do that is because they don't want to leave that cult. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's going to get some competition. Maybe we'll get to that this hour. Let's play this clip. It's pretty short. It is Matt Taibbi, who they sent the IRS to him, but he's on MSNBC talking about Russiagate. Well, he mentioned it because of just some things that came up in the discussion. Here he is.
Your own words, Matt. You crossed that line and must have you. Those are your words.
The hilarity of this coming from MSNBC, which did nothing but vomit up fake Russiagate stories that came straight from the FBI for six consecutive years that you guys still haven't apologized for.
I wasn't there in that period, so I've got nothing to apologize. I'm asking you your words.
Lots more coming up on the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Hope you stick around.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You would think it would be enough for the Democrats to just keep Trump in trouble with Porn Gate or Hooker Gate or whatever gate you want to call it. I mean, why try to blame Donald Trump for something else that he didn't do? And in this particular case, it's the Afghanistan withdrawal. That's what the Biden administration is doing, folks. They're blaming Trump for something that they did. And I love these kind of stories because they so illuminate how the left works. It doesn't matter. It can be their fault, but they will spin it so that it's Trump's fault. The one thing you got to appreciate about Trump, he didn't blame him. He was like, you know what? I'll blame Obama, but I'm going to fix the problem. Obama did this. They lied. They did this, that. But it wasn't like, this is my excuse not to work for you. This is not my excuse to tell you that I can't get it done. I'm going to get it done in spite of them, but I want you to understand their real issue, their problem. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
Just to follow up on my colleague's questioning about the blame assigned to the previous administration, specifically, how is the Trump administration responsible for the disorganized gets to board evacuation flight?
I'm not going to go beyond the review, the document that you have today or my comments today. But I'm actually glad for the question. Because I remember going through all that. And those first few days were very, very tough. They were very hectic because we didn't have a force presence at Karzai International Airport. We were still in the process of taking those pre-positioned forces and getting them onto the field. And we got them there within 48 hours. And about 72 hours after that, that airport was basically, for all intents and purposes, American property, surrounded by the Taliban and ISIS-K. So they not only had to run an airport, get the radars up and going, do air traffic control, get planes coming in and getting them loaded, have medical screening, have security vetting, have diplomatic presence on the ground to make sure that we're putting the right people on planes, but also defend that airport from external threats. That's pretty remarkable. And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it. Not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes. And not one single mission was missed.
Wow, man, the level of distortion. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That was John Kirby. Explain. Really? I'm glad for the question. The first few days were very tough. We had no forced presence. What he's saying is, in knowing that we are going to be evacuating troops, Americans, rather, and troops from Afghanistan, we had no presence at the airport. And then he brags that they got him there within 48 hours. And oh, by the way, while we're doing all that, he says 72 hours later, the airport was American property. Surrounded by the enemies, but it was our property, man. We owned it. There was no chaos. Did you guys remember... Wow. You remember those people falling from the airplane as it was going into the sky? They liken this to our forced evacuation out of Vietnam, which, by the way, I don't know which was worse. This is when you think about John Kirby, who I think he was an admiral, right? This is a high-ranking military guy, and he's describing what could be nothing. There's no other way to put this, and it was a cluster duck. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And he's saying, no, there was, from my vantage point, no chaos. It was all good. That floors me. And it actually goes to prove, metaphorically, everything that we talk about all the time, about you can't believe the left. Right is wrong, up is down, left is right, truth is a lie, a lie is the truth. For him, that is his truth. And they blame Trump. It was Trump's fault. I heard one clip where they said, Donald Trump didn't give us the right. It was a second clip where people really went after him and said, that's just BS. But it was like Donald Trump didn't set it up right for us. We went in with all the problems that we face because of his commitments to getting it out. Here's what I will make you a bet. We'll never know. But I would bet you, overwhelmingly, people would say this, that if Donald Trump had been president during the time of this Afghanistan withdrawal, we would not have lost 13 Marines. The Taliban would have left us alone. I could go on. There would have been none of the things that we're talking about right now. But because Trump has declared for 2024, despite all the efforts to kill him and burn his carcass, he has survived. And that's why we're in the middle of porn gate. But when they can't get him with porn gate, they have a strategy. Okay, so let's recycle. Okay, it was his chance. It was Donald Trump's fault with Afghanistan. Release a report. Blame Trump. Media will pick it up. We'll reset the narrative. Oh, they won't show any pictures of these people hanging off of airplanes. People literally on the wheel wells
and everything else, trying to get down the way. They won't talk about the Americans left behind. And I don't know if you guys remember those video calls. We had the audio of those calls where they were like, just get us out of here, please. They couldn't meet people at rendezvous points. You remember the British Secret Service and other secrets, and even the French Secret Service had to go, or Special Forces rather, British Special Forces and French Special Forces had to go rescue Americans. You can't screw up a withdrawal from Afghanistan like that of Obama unless you were a politically incompetent, brain-dead moron with an egotistical wife and a crackhead business partner. That's what it takes for you to screw it up the way they did it. The official administration review spells out that Biden's choices for how to execute a withdrawal from Afghanistan were severely constrained by conditions created by his predecessor. I ask you this very simple question, folks. How could it possibly be Joe Biden's fault? He had plenty of time. It happened, I believe, in August. He had been appointed president in the coup for months. They knew it was coming. How could it possibly be his fault? Right? These people are unbelievable in their treachery. Let's never forget those 13 Marines.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It won't be a record, but it will be close as the Mississippi River continues to rise.
From Comanche to Dubuque, the crests that we're expecting are going to be the third highest crests on record, surpassing the flood of 93.
National Weather Service hydrologist Matt Wilson on the Mississippi River level around the Quad Cities. In California's Sierra Nevada Mountains, a similar situation. Snowpack melting has led to flooding, leading to a rare closure of Yosemite National Park. Three soldiers are dead, a fourth hospitalized after two Army Apache helicopters collided in flight yesterday. They were returning from a training mission near Fort Wainwright, Alaska. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, plans to declare a state of emergency for when Title 42 ends. That's the COVID-related order that's kept a lot of migrants from crossing the border. He also says plans to open migration centers in South America are too little too late. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden's woke military. Oh, my goodness. It looks like the Joe Biden's military just told Victoria's Secret, hold my beer. Now the U.S. Armed Forces will allow fatties. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Oh, I said fatties. I'm not holding back on the chubs, the chupsters. No, sir. And I know it's politically incorrect to call fatties fatties. To paraphrase the great bard Shakespeare, a fatty by another other name, would it still be as rotund? Oh, man, the little cherubs are out there, Kevin. Stop it. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of fat people in my family. In fact, I got a little bit too much shed over my own personal tools right now, okay? You get what I'm saying? I picked up some weight. I'm actually talking about myself. I got to lose about 20 to 25 pounds when I hit the road. And certainly if I'm going to train to do this thing I've been talking about doing for 5 years, which I don't know, I'm getting too old, I may not be able to do it. But the point is, I'm a chubby. I'm a chubster. Got a little bit too much girth right now. And that's okay. I know it. You can even say it and I won't be mad at you. This is what I like about being a dude, too. We can talk about weight. I can see one of my buddies and say, dude, you look like you, boy, you look fat. Yeah, man. I tell you what, blah, blah, blah. We don't have a problem calling it out. Now, I would never say it to a woman. Even a friend, a good friend woman, you can't be like, hey, girl, you look like you gained some weight. I do it with my sister. I'll be like, hey, did you eat the baby? But anybody else? No. Mm-mm. Taboo. That's one of those unspoken things. But that's what I like about being a dude is we can call each other out. Are your feet as fat as your head? You picked up some weight, boy. I mean, stuff like that. But the point is, okay, You get a little older, you can't keep the weight off unless you're really working at it. There's some people that just have that metabolism. I got a friend, he just opened up a martial arts school, John 67, and he's skinny. And he's got a tight core. I don't know. Whatever. Two interesting things are occurring, folks, in Joe Biden's military. And as it turns out, nobody wants to be in Joe Biden's military. I call them F Troop. You remember that show? These incompetent military guys that bungle their way, but somehow got it done. The good military men and women either bide their time to get their max benefits, or they are ready to leave Joe Biden's military. And who could blame them? Biden's answer to this mass exodus? Well, reduce the restrictions so that you're no longer getting the best, but let's let the fatties in. Now, before I get to Biden's bonehead solution for military readiness, I remind you that the Biden administration recently redefined BMI, body mass index. You know, they calculate, they squeeze your body and they say, okay, well, you have a body mass index of 31 based on a pinch of fat. And to be honest with you, I've always been critical of it, because if you pinch fat, some people gain fat. You know, like they can be fat in the midsection, but have little bitty legs and could probably outrun you. But other people, they gain fat and they get, you know, big at the bottom. But, and then there's some that kind of can put weight all over their bodies. Bodies are different. And this idea that there's this one way to measure, I've always thought was stupid. But at least it was a measure. Well, Joe Biden says, and if they really got experts to look into it, I will tell you, I have no problem with it. But how are you going to really measure? You know, you say, here's the way we're going to do it today. Why is it not going to change? Look at what happened with how they calculate inflation. In the 1980s, Joe Biden's inflation would be at 30% right now. Now it's only 6-7%. Yeah, what are you feeling? Have you only felt a 6 or 7% increase in the stuff that you use? Because I can tell you, that is a blatant lie, at least in my life. So, I don't, if the government said we're going to recalculate, fine, but not under Biden. See, because Biden's not recalculating, in my opinion, for the better. Now, as I said, I don't think a BMI is a barometer for health. And I know that. There are people that I know. In fact, I remember fighting a guy in the ring, and he was a chubby dude. He was what we would call big boned. But the dude was in great shape. He could fight all day. And I've fought skinny people that didn't have 30 seconds of cardio. You sit there and you go, why would you even get in the ring? You got to go work on some cardio. But it is a measure. Typically, if I see somebody kind of overweight, it tells me, okay, they're sedentary, probably don't run on a routine basis, probably overeat, you know, probably not really watching their diet. I mean, it's an indicator, but it isn't an end-all, be-all. But I go back to this. I don't want an administration led by a pathological liar to change the stats on anything, because I don't trust Biden's government. Now, let's go back to the military. So, now that American fatties were slimmed down by royal edict, in other words, Joe Biden said, hey, the BMI that used to be 30 is now a 20, so you're no longer fat, fatty. He's doing it to this bloated military. And the pun was intended. The Air Force, I read this story, eased restrictions on body fat for recruits who want to become airmen. The percentage of body fat allowed has been raised from 20% to 26% for males and from 28% to 36% for females. So they raised it 6% for the dudes and 8% for the women. And here's what the guy said. The Air Force is looking to open the aperture on qualifying a broader pool of young Americans, fatties, for service in the Air Force. These changes bring the Air Force in line with DOD policy. This is from Leslie Brown, Air Force Recruiting. So they're now within the standards of the new DOD to bring in fat people. And again, I do not care. If you, I don't know even what the restrictions are about. Why don't you, you know, in other words, if you can come out and you can make the Air Force and whatever those physical nature is, I don't care if you weigh 600 pounds. Now, if you say, well, Kevin, we can't have them weigh 600 pounds because we can't get them inside of a tank. Okay, then make them in the tank. But I get it. Or you can't have a 600-pound pilot. I understand. I get those restrictions, but if you're say, oh, I'm going to be Air Force maintenance on helicopters, and you can fit in a rack and you can get through the door,
on the, you know, of your barracks, what do I care? You know, most of the people in the military are just going to do menial jobs. In other words, they're going to be mechanics, they're going to be cooks, they're going to be cleaning people. And, oh, let me put it this way. It's called the Air Force. Are the only people they hire are pilots? Of course not. They got to hire, they got to have somebody doing everything. So what is the restriction for? Okay, so how, can we just stop there and say we don't really need the restriction? Let me put it a different way. In the civilian world, if you had to hire by BMI, wouldn't you be in some big trouble? And while we're on the subject, isn't that discriminatory for, to some degree? So, again, I don't care that you hire fatties. But don't you... Oh, we're easing it because we need people to come in to do... You should have been easing this because there are 80% of the things that need to be done for the Air Force have nothing to do with your health and fitness. Zero. It has to do with your competency. But if you are going to change it, don't make that the excuse. Well, we're broadening the thing because a lot of people don't want to come in because they feel like they can't make it. They're too heavy. That's not the reason. The Air Force doesn't want to admit that nobody wants to join its ranks while Joe Biden is president. Nobody wants to be in a military where you can't be in the military. And this new body fat standards are part of just a ruse to make people believe that, well, the reason why recruiting is down is because of, you know, we've been too restrictive. We've been too difficult to get into. We've been too tough. Okay, well, let's just play along. If that's the case, don't you want the best of the best? I mean, between us girls, if you gave me the choice between having a fit cook and an unfit cook, I do want the best, and they're equal cooks. I want the fit cook in the military. So let's be clear. Like with the police, we have the same problem in the military. Nobody wants to serve during the time of crazy. And that's where we are with Joe Biden as president, time of crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Finish out the show. A few clips that we hadn't played. Here's the one that's probably, we should probably save this one for the end, but I'm not going to do it. This is the one that gets me. It was a Laura Ingraham interview or segment where she talked about the Proud Boys. And I remind you that this guy, a QAnon shaman, got released in January 6th because they saw the video. And this guy did nothing wrong. Capitol Hill police were right with him. And I hope his lawyer gets him completely exonerated, because it's insane. It's insane to me what's happening to him and many others. But anyway, I want to play this clip because it showcases how the left and how the FBI did what they did to people, and what we've now subsequently found out about J6. What we will eventually find out even more, and as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Was it today or yesterday? I don't remember, but I mentioned that this thing's not over.
They can go after Trump all they want, but what's going to happen is the spotlight will be back on the Biden family and the Democrats and leftism in general. Here's a clip.
And yesterday, in a separate proceeding, attorneys for the Proud Boys revealed at least 40 undercover informants were doing surveillance on the defendants that day, including 13 working in the D.C. Metro Police. New court documents claim it was those officers instigating the crowd, even yelling, "Stop the steal." So if folks on the left are going to use the events of January 6th as a pretext for labeling and targeting conservatives as insurrectionists, well, guess what? You better give people the full scope of the government's involvement here and do it now.
Again, welcome back, folks. Always, as I say, I like to ask Democrats and leftists, what if this is true? I mean, I don't know if it is. Proud Boys lawyers that presented it, they certainly believe it. They probably had the evidence to prove it. Is it far-fetched? Do you believe it? Do you believe that 40 informants worked with the Democrats, 13 of them being D.C. police, in order to try to get to incite violence among Trump supporters? I certainly believe it. So what happens when the bow breaks, when there's a crack in the dam? You get what I'm saying? I ask Democrats this all the time. Now, that being said, I will tell you, they're dogmatic. Lawrence and I were talking about this. Lawrence works for Seeking Educational Excellence. And Lawrence and I, we were talking about this. And essentially, he said, there's some people that you're never going to get through to them. And I said, oh, you can get through to them. I said, but it has to be personal. Many people will ignore something until it's personal. For example, kidnapping. I had a friend. They're not a rich family. Their granddaughter got kidnapped. Up until meeting them, I didn't even know anybody who'd been kidnapped. I knew anecdotally that people do get kidnapped, but I didn't know anybody that suffered from it themselves. And I was having lunch with the matriarch of that family, waiting on her husband, and we were talking about something, and she says, well, Kevin, you do know that our granddaughter was kidnapped. What? And she tells me the story, and I hadn't even given two seconds of thought about kidnapping. What does that mean when somebody kidnapped you? You know, what did it take you through? Because if you're a parent and your child disappears from your view for more than 5 seconds, depending on their age, you could be in a panic mode. Where are you at? Oh my gosh! Oh, there you are. It's frantic. You go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It isn't... you're burning rubber. So, here's what I will tell you. Once it occurred, they're telling me, Kevin, here's what happened, here's this. We're very secretive about this, with this, that. I got it. It explained so much. So, I was telling Lawrence, when something, they probably never thought about kidnapping. They're not super rich. Now, if you are super rich, you have kidnap insurance. That's how much it's on your brain. I got to protect the kids. I got to protect myself. I got to have an insurance policy that says anything happens to me, you can get the money. So, there you go. Going back to these informants. Proud Boys, I don't know if most people know this, but that's a gay group of gay conservatives or gay Republicans. I guess they're like the log cabin Republicans. And they are constantly criticized as being, they're gay dudes. And while they will fight, make no mistake about it, just because somebody, I'm gay, well, they may not be a bottom, as they like to call it in the gay community. They may be a top, meaning he's a dude that likes to mess around with other dudes. Well, you can't be a chump. You don't want to mess around with a dude, because even if you solicit him, yo, Kev,
looking mighty good in those jeans. I go, well, Bill, I'll tell you what, I do, but let's just understand, you're never going to see what's under these jeans. It takes a lot of guts. You got to be dealing with real men when you come onto them, you know what I mean? So these guys, these butch gay guys, don't be stereotyping these dudes and thinking it's a bunch of village people dudes, you know, with exposed buttock jeans wearing, you know, there's some gay guys that will strap it on you. And I've known, I think I know one gay guy, openly gay, that I fought with in the when I was in martial arts. And, you know, we knew he was gay. It was just no big deal. Didn't care about showering with him or whatever, but we knew he was gay. His name was Mike. He was a middleweight, very tough middleweight. There was no big, I mean, it was kind of like, oh, wow, okay. I didn't know. And it's funny because one of my friends went, you know Mike's gay. And I was like, really? Mike? He goes, yeah. And that was it. That was our conversation. I remember we were going into the shower, me and my non-gay friend. We had a date in the shower. we had a workout. We were going to take a shower, and we saw him. And I think Mike was getting ready to fight for the middleweight belt. And it was like, hey, Mike, hey. And then my buddy goes, hey, man, you know Mike's gay, right? And I was like, no. I was like, really? Because, yeah. Wow. No, I didn't know. Anyway, we just went to shower. That was it. So, not a big deal. But anyway, go back to these informants and the Proud Boys. Proud Boys are gay guys. And they are not afraid to strap it on. Well, wrong terminology. They're not afraid to get in the mix when it comes to, like, protecting their rights. I met some of them at a 2A rally. They gave me their card. I noticed they didn't have a phone number, didn't have any, and I was like, kind of tough to track you guys down. They go, man, we'd love to have you come, you know, speak at our event or something. I was like, man, anytime. And there are people, I got back and my staff was like, well, Kev, we got to be careful talking to the Proud Boys. And I said, careful about what? Well, you know, people think, I don't really care. If somebody wants me to come speak and we can make it happen, I'm going to go speak. I'm going to go, hey, guys, so look, you tell me what you stand for. I'm going to tell you what I stand for. And where we agree, we agree. Where we don't agree, we disagree. For example, I don't agree with the Proud Boys lifestyle. None of my business. So anyway, it was one of the clips that caught my eye caught my ear in this case. Because Laura Ingraham saying that they know this now. It's not even a question of do we think it. I don't know how they know that they do geo-tracking. Is it a 2,000 mules kind of thing, where they knew where everybody was? I don't know. But Laura Ingraham is saying 40 informants were part of the audience. So informants for what? And if the D.C. police were really the ones, you know, stirring up mess, I want to know who they are. And you know what else I'd like? I'd like them to be fired. Then I'd like to know who authorized it. Who authorized these guys to go out and be part of this, and part of this lie? I want them fired. And then I want to know who called the guy who authorized the D.C. police to do it. Maybe it's a superintendent. I want that person fired. Then I want to know who called the superintendent, who then called the captain or the lieutenant and the sergeant and got them to do whatever they did. I want those people fired. Isn't it time that we as conservatives start getting some skins on the wall? 40 informants? Where's the investigation, Christopher Wray?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.